defending your freedom every single day. From the GunBroker.com studios, this is Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Here's your host, Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense from the GunBroker.com studios. In the shadows of the big Monster Cast broadcast yesterday. I had a lot of fun on the show yesterday. I hope you did too. The guest lineup was great. I hope you had an opportunity to hear the program live. If you didn't, it's up on armedamericanradio.com right now. By the way, that site is getting ready to get a huge makeover here any day now. So stay tuned. If you want to get on the list to find out when that swag is going to be available and when the premium content is going to be available and when you're going to get a new look at the website, head over to armedamericanradio.com right away, and that little email will pop up. Go ahead, put your email in there, and you'll be getting a notification from me in the very, very, very near future. Now, there's a couple things I want to talk with you about before my guest, John Lott, joins me today. And I want to say this. I had expected to have John on the show yesterday, but the guest lineup got tight. Everybody, it's just so many people want to jump on and talk. So I'm going to push John off to next Sunday. I had no choice. I apologize. But I'm going to give you a taste of him now because John's going to come on the program today. He had a Wall Street Journal op-ed, and then a Media Matters hit piece came after it. And I want to talk with John about both his Wall Street Journal piece and Media Matters hit piece, which I know something about because they're trolling this show right now. So you Media Matters trolls that are listening, John's going to come on and debunk your attempted debunk of him. And that'll be an awful lot of fun. Maybe you'll want to write about that, too. It's fun to see your goofball assertions when it comes to not only this program, but John Lott as well. Fun stuff. All right. Did you know there are two things I want to talk with you about before John gets here. Now, this is a kind of a day late and a dollar short from the National Rifle Association. But, oh, and you know what? The GunBroker.com range bag giveaway was yesterday. And I'll go back into that later in the program. I'll tell you about that in the next segment. I don't want to switch screens here. The Shannon Watson every time, this is kind of late from the NRA, as in like today. We were talking about this a week and a half ago. But the NRA ILA finally responded to Shannon Watts' assertion on CBS News that she and her organizations are not anti-gun, which is a flat-out joke. It's laughable. It's a joke. For her to even have the gall to be able to say something like that tells you, and again, I'm not the psychologist, but I don't know what kind of world this person is living in. And the NRA piece, while it discusses a lot of things we've already talked about together, it goes a little bit deeper into some quotes from their amicus briefs in the Heller case that I want to read to you because I think it's important. So let me give you just a little bit of backstory here so that you can remember what it is we're talking about. CBS News, Shannon Watts was in, just some type of cognitive dissonance, some kind of, I don't know what you want to call it. I don't know what there is psychologically about this, but this woman who so fervently hates her right to bear arms, and all you've got to do is read her Twitter feed, and you'll see exactly what I'm talking about. For her to assert in any way, shape, or form to CBS News that she or her organization are not anti-gun is an absolute joke. Were it not so serious because they're being fed hundreds of millions of dollars by Michael Bloomberg, the anti-gun billionaire from New York City. So we discussed that because she was on CBS News on October 18th with Major Garrett, who just softballed her all the way around and let her go and say whatever thing she wanted without, I mean, my gosh, I could have pinned her to the mat and had her crying if she had been on this program, which wouldn't you love to have her on the program? Shannon Watts, I'll invite you on the program. I'll be really nice to you, but I promise I'll make you cry. Often people think that because we're doing this work, we're anti-gun or we don't support the Second Amendment. What work she's talking about is the work of taking away your firearms. It's the work of disarming America. It's the work of going after hundreds of millions of law-abiding citizens and not crime. It's the work of gun control. It's the work of hijacking the language. It's the work of spending billionaires' money to take away your rights and your freedoms. They've never met a gun control or gun grabber bill that they haven't wanted to embrace and make love to or see become law. Not one. Not one time has she said, well, we're not anti-gun and that bill goes too far. Not one. Shannon Watts is a bald-faced liar, and she knew she could get away with it on CBS News. I continue. Nothing could be further from the truth. She does that. Let's start at the beginning. Often people think that because we're doing this work, we're anti-gun or we don't support the Second Amendment. Nothing could be further from the truth. Anything remotely familiar, anyone remotely familiar coming from NRA, ILA, with the American gun control debate will know that nothing could be closer to a demonstrable lie. So the NRA nailed it there. Now, remember, I go back to March, and the NRA, ILA does as well. When Watts was cheering New Zealand, Jacinda Ardern, she's the prime minister, remember? Watts was cheering the confiscation and the upcoming ban of, as the NRA put it, entire categories of lawfully possessed guns. Now, we played some audio of an individual who thinks this is going to lead to revolution in New Zealand, because very few people are playing the stupid game of confiscation with the government. Very few people. In what's estimated to be 1.5 million of the guns that she wanted to ban when the country was one of the safest on earth until a terrorist decided to attack in Christchurch, she then blamed everybody else. This was their, that was it. That was the epitome for her. That was it. Wow, look what happened. Now we can take everybody's firearms. Shannon Watts cheered it and continues to cheer it. She's cheering confiscation. So she's never met a gun control bill that she doesn't love. Here's where I want to go a little bit farther into this. We've proven this 1,000,000 times on this program. You already know that. So that's a little bit of backstory. But here's where the NRA ILA went a little bit deeper than we did here. Because, and I'm going to quote now, while Bloomberg was mayor of New York City, the city joined an amicus brief for major American cities in the landmark Second Amendment case of D.C. versus Heller. The brief took the position that the Second Amendment did not protect an individual right to keep and bear arms. Remember, this is their official word to the court in 2008 from Bloomberg's organization, of which she is a part of. Excerpts from that. Contrary to respondents' assertions, moreover, the Second Amendment was not intended to vest armed power in citizens acting outside of any governmental military effort, either federal or state. Second excerpt, the amendment cannot reasonably be understood, as respondents suggests, to protect a right to possess firearms for the purpose of engaging in violence against a government that an individual believes to have overstepped its bounds. And the third excerpt, unlike provisions of the Bill of Rights that, for example, ensure fair procedures for criminal defendants or protect an individual's right to speak without governmental interference, the Second Amendment was designed to serve a much different structural function. Now, it's pointed out here that from that brief, that the founder, and this is Michael Bloomberg, because Everytown was founded 4 years later after Sandy Hook in 2012. But understand that the founder, and what the NRA ILA calls Bloomberg, her financier, clearly does not support the Second Amendment, as not only interpreted by Heller and McDonald versus D.C., the two cases that were taken up by the Supreme Court, but not as it was understood or is understood by you, the vast majority of Americans who have always had a right to keep and bear arms from this nation's foundings. The people have always had a right to keep and bear arms. And you know, as it's referenced in other places in the Bill of Rights, that the people mean you, not the government. So I wanted to bring that to your attention, because it's important, and I'm glad the Institute for Legislative Action from the National Rifle Association went back into Heller and quoted some of those. It gives you some of the bedrock, some of the foundation of the anti-gun movement's established position, that the Second Amendment doesn't mean what it says, that you don't have a right, that it's not there. If they could get away with telling you day after day after day in the mainstream press, what Second Amendment? It's not there. Using Goebbels' tell a lie long enough and it becomes the truth, they would do it. They would certainly do it. In fact, in a sense, they actually are trying to do that by twisting the meaning of Heller, which they've done for years. They've perverted Heller since the decision in an attempt to make you believe that Heller allows confiscation of firearms and that all we have to do is read Scalia's words. Fascinating stuff when you consider where we are today, 4 years later, that Shannon Watts would come out in 2019 and actually look CBS's Major Garrett in the eyes and tell him she's not anti-gun. So I don't know what she believes. I don't know what kind of core beliefs she has. I don't care. I know what she's up to. You know what she's up to. You know where she's getting the money to finance what she's up to. And it's coming from the guy whose organizations in 2008, 4 years before Sandy Hook, that would form through her massive PR, operation, which is what she is, the organization's known as Moms Demand Action. That's a silly name when you think about it, too, by the way. And Every Town for Gun Safety. This is the bedrock. So some mad props for the NRA ILA. When I saw that, I thought, ooh, I want to open with that today, because that provides for us a look into the mind of the man that's spending and opening his wallet, Michael Bloomberg, and the fact that she can stand up years later, 11 years later, and laughably tell a demonstrable lie that she is not anti-gun. I'll be back after this with John Lott.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey, who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
The finest safes in the world are made right here in the United States of America. At Vault Pro, made in the USA still means something. Don't be fooled by companies that sell cheap foreign-made safes. Owning a gun is one of our most sacred liberties, and with that liberty comes the responsibility to protect our guns with a secure safe. But we don't stop there. At Vault Pro, we also manufacture the highest quality vault doors, storm shelters, and safe rooms, custom built at your request. We employ high-tech CAD safe and vault door design to protect what's important to you from theft, fire, or weather. When protecting your guns, valuables, and family, invest in the best safes on the market. Vault Pro. Visit online today at VaultProUSA.com. That's VaultProUSA.com. And check out our entire line from the finest handgun safes to modular safe rooms. Vault Pro has you protected. AAR listeners, you'll never know what you might see at VaultProUSA.com. Protect what's important to you with a Vault Pro safe. Vault Pro is a veteran-owned company, strong supporter of Armed American Radio, and the Second Amendment.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
You've helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Tired of leather holsters not holding up to EDC? Wouldn't it be great if your holster fit multiple handguns? Let me tell you about 1791 Gun Leather. With 100% American heavy native steer hide, leather artisans handcraft distinctive 1791 Gun Leather into multi-fit IWB and OWB holsters. Order now and enjoy quality, versatility, and the pleasant leather aroma. Call 800-407-1791 or go to 1791gunleather.com for an affordable, distinctive holster that'll last a lifetime.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by GunBroker.com, the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammo, and related accessories. That's GunBroker.com. Welcome back to the show. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense from the GunBroker.com studios continues. As I mentioned in the first segment, Dr. John Lott joins me right now. Dr. John Lott, because of time, we've got you for a couple segments. Let's get right on it. You've got a piece out in the Wall Street Journal from October 22nd. And let me apologize for not being able to bring you to the Monster Cast show yesterday. That was on my list, and others' schedules just didn't make it work that were already pre-committed. So I apologize on the show for you for that, but I do want to bring you back next week and give you some airtime today. In the Wall Street Journal, Mexico's soaring murder rate proves gun control is deadly. John, welcome to the show. How are you, brother?
Doing great. Good to talk to you, Mark.
Always a pleasure. Tell us a little bit about this Wall Street Journal piece. I think it's a fascinating read. And then I want to mention the Media Matters folks, which I talked about, listener, in the first segment, as I knew John was going to be in here today. We'll talk a little bit about their attempt to debunk you, which is a joke. John, I know a little bit about Mexican violence. I had crossed that border down at Juarez myself on many occasions until I was told by the businesses that I was visiting down there that it was just too dangerous. I have friends, close friends, that live in El Paso, Texas, with relatives in Juarez, Mexico, who can't even go home to see their families because the violence is so bad, fueled, of course, by the cartels. Gun control in Mexico, I know firsthand, you even cross the border with a shell casing in your truck, can put you in prison for years in Mexico. Tell us a little bit about this piece. What's going on here in Mexico?
Right. Well, I mean, the murder in this year has been phenomenal. They've had another 26,000 murders in just the first 9 months of the year. That puts them on track again for a murder rate that's about six times at least higher than what we have here in the United States. And you would think, well, maybe the solution is to have gun control or more gun control. The problem is Mexico already has extremely strict gun control. Since 1972, they've only had one gun store in the country. It's run by the military. The guns are extremely expensive. The most powerful rifle that you can buy is a 22 caliber rifle. Only about 1% of Mexican adults are legally licensed to own a gun. So there are few law-abiding citizens that have guns for protection. And yet, obviously, there are a lot of guns that the criminals have in Mexico. And, you know, just as they're able to go and bring in drugs, illegal drugs from around the world, they're able to go and bring in the weapons that they need to go and protect that very valuable property that they have. And, you know, and the thing is, you go and you look at the types of guns that they confiscate, machine guns, grenades. They're not buying grenades from the United States. There's like over a recent 5 year period of time, they had confiscated something like 13,000 grenades. They're just the grenades that the government confiscated. People don't go walking into gun stores in the United States and buying grenades, or they're not going in and buying, machine guns. The law enforcement people that I quote, in the article, talk about how the gangs prefer to go and buy guns in bulk. They're not buying two or four guns from a gun store. They buy them from Central America or South America, or from China, or from Southeast Asia, from Africa. And so, you know, the problem is that you have these strict gun control laws, and the only people that they've succeeded in disarming are law-abiding citizens who can no longer protect themselves. And so just as criminals in Mexico can go and buy illegal drugs, they can go and buy guns. And so it's basically the criminals, the dangerous people who have guns and not the potential victims.
John,
but it's not just Mexico. Go ahead.
No, go ahead, please. Go ahead.
It's not just Mexico, as I point out in the piece. You have other countries that have very strict gun control laws that have extremely high murder and homicide rates. You have Brazil, for example, or Russia. Those are developed countries that are left out of discussions lots of times. Brazil, as of last year, only had about 0.2%. That's 1/5 of 1% of the adults in the country have a license to legally own a gun. And yet Brazil has had a homicide rate that's about 6 times higher than the homicide rate that we have here in the United States. Guns are very hard to get in Russia, and yet they've had extremely high homicide rates in recent years. And so, you know, you look across all the countries in the world, or you look across all developed countries, and what you find is that the countries that have the most guns tend to have the lowest homicide rates, the most legally owned guns by civilians. And they clearly have the least mass public shootings. Because, you know, one of the most pernicious claims, I think, in the gun control debate is that the United States is somehow unique in terms of mass public shootings. You and I have talked about this before.
Many times.
In fact, when you look at it, while the United States makes about almost 5% of the world's population, we make up less than 1% of the world's mass public shooters. We're way below the average. We're below many countries in Europe, like France or Belgium or Finland or Russia or Norway or Switzerland, all have rates of mass public shooting deaths and attacks that are higher than what we have here in the United States. And yet, you know, most people don't know it. And unfortunately, that's the reason why I wrote the piece, just to say, look, we have a neighbor that has extremely strict gun control laws. If more gun control helped, you would think it would help in Mexico. But in fact, if you look, Mexico's murder rate now is twice what it was when they adopted their strict gun control laws. Mexico was not always like this. Mexico used to have even more liberal gun ownership laws than we have in the United States. It used to be enshrined clearly in their constitution that you had a right to carry a concealed gun. But that's no longer the case. You can't even, if you're going to move, you can't even legally transport your gun from your one home to the new home that you're going into unless you have a special permit just for transferring that gun that one time from the Ministry of Defense. So it's crazy laws that they have there. And you can't even transfer a gun. You know, talk about gun show loopholes. It's a felony for you to sell a gun to somebody else. The only people you can sell the gun to, except under extremely rare circumstances, which never seem to be met, is to the government. And then the government can go and sell it to somebody else. But it's illegal for one person to sell a gun to another person.
Yeah, John, let me stop you there because we're getting ready to take a break. And when we come back, listener, I want to dig a little bit into some of the stuff that you just heard from John. And I'm going to do it from Media Matters perspective because, John, you have the piece up from Media Matters, their attempted hit. Well, it is a hit piece on you. But I want to go through some of what their concerns are because there are answers to them. And we'll get those answers from John Lott right after this. Don't go away. We'll be right back on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense from the GunBroker.com studios.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday night special Or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
The finest safes in the world are made right here in the United States of America. At Vault Pro, made in the USA still means something. Don't be fooled by companies that sell cheap foreign-made safes. Owning a gun is one of our most sacred liberties, and with that liberty comes the responsibility to protect our guns with a secure safe. But we don't stop there. At Vault Pro, we also manufacture the highest quality vault doors, storm shelters, and safe rooms. Custom built at your request, we employ high-tech CAD safe and vault door design to protect what's important to you from theft, fire, or weather. When protecting your guns, valuables, and family, invest in the best safes on the market. Vault Pro. Visit online today at vaultprousa.com. That's vaultprousa.com, and check out our entire line from the finest handgun safes to modular safe rooms. Vault Pro has you protected. AAR listeners, you'll never know what you might see at vaultprousa.com. Protect what's important to you with a Vault Pro safe. Vault Pro is a veteran-owned company, strong supporter of Armed American Radio, and the Second Amendment.
Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible, and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org. I love a great success story, and Defender Coffee is one that I'm proud to bring to you. The crew at Defender Coffee understands our right to bear arms is under vicious attack as never before and donates 100% of profits to the Second Amendment rights organization of your choice. You heard that right. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends our freedoms. Get this. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today to enjoy great coffee and do your part to defend the Second.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense continues this day right after the MonsterCast, in the shadows of the MonsterCast. I'm talking with Dr. John Lott, Crime Prevention Research Center. CrimeResearch.org is the website. CrimeResearch.org. You can donate there. And I hope to goodness you do. These organizations are, John's out there. He's not only on this program. This we're talking about now is the Wall Street Journal. And it drives the lefties crazy when they give him an opportunity to put something out in a paper like the Wall Street Journal, because they can't stand the facts coming at them and they hate it. Now, they're trolling this show. They troll all this stuff. Let's go over, John, to Media Matters. And you put it up on your website and you titled it Another Media Matters Attack. Wall Street Journal gives discredited researcher John Lott a platform to falsely blame gun regulation for the Mexican drug wars. And, John, let's start with this. Welcome back, by the way, John. Let's start with this.
Thanks.
Although Lott's primary pro-gun research theory that more guns equals less crime has been repeatedly debunked over the years by academic researchers, the Journal is the latest major outlet to give him a platform to spread pro-gun nonsense. And, John, that's why they try to attack you, they attack me, is because they believe anybody that's pro-gun is nonsense. Let me ask you a question at the outset. Why do, when they talk about these numbers, do they want to contain everything to a quote-unquote rich nation or developed nation? Don't the people in Brazil and the statistics that you gave us count, or don't they matter? Why do they only want to keep it at us? Does it skew their numbers?
Right. Well, they want to leave out a lot of countries. So, for example, they talk about developed countries. Brazil is listed as a developed country. The OECD, the Organization of Economic Cooperation and Development, is basically the club of developed countries. And based on income and industrial production, they, you know, determine who gets there. And there are 36 countries that meet that definition that's there. Chile's another country that has a homicide rate that's as high as the United States. Estonia, for example. And what happens is that they, you know, you look at the New York Times, when they do this, they'll have maybe 11 countries that they'll make a comparison with. You know, maybe somebody else will have 14 countries. How do you pick 14 countries?
Yeah.
You know, it's just pretty arbitrary how they go and pick them. So I don't like to kind of make up my own list of developed countries. I go to the group that represents developed countries. They determine who can belong and who doesn't. But I, you know, they didn't pick their list just so they can get a certain result with regard to gun control claims. And these people leave out the countries that have, you know, really high homicide rates and low gun ownership. And if you look across all the countries that have, you know, are developed countries, you find very clearly the countries with the most guns have the lowest homicide rate. And that's even using the small arms survey, which is put out by a pretty left-wing group. And I think there are lots of problems with it that bias it. But even if you use their numbers, you find very clearly that it's the opposite of what's being claimed here.
What I find interesting, John, and I'm going to read from them, because I still can't, I don't understand it. If you look across all countries or all developed countries, the ones with the highest gun ownership rates tend to have the lowest homicide rates and the lowest murder rates from mass shootings. Those are your words, and they put it in the piece. Now, here they continue. But according to the Harvard Injury Control Research Center, across developed countries where guns are more available, there are more homicides. The results often hold even when the United States is excluded. Research has also shown that high-income nations typically experience low rates of gun violence, with the exceptions of the U.S., which has been both which has both remarkably high gun availability and a high gun homicide rate for a high-income nation. John, what difference does it make what the income is in the nation? Again, that's separate from developed. Maybe they go hand in hand. But if they exclude low-income nations, they're skewing the numbers like crazy. Why don't we concern ourselves with El Salvador and Panama and Brazil? Where does income come into play if people are killing each other?
Right. Well, look, I mean, developed, the definition of developed is related to income. But, you know, it doesn't really matter whether you look at all countries or you look at all developed countries. What they want to do is just pick a subset of developed countries. And, you know, if you allow people to go and pick any combination of countries they want, they can pretty much get any result they want to get. But look, if you leave out really high homicide countries, you know, you can that have low gun ownership rates, you can skew the results, and that's what they tend to do a lot. So, I mean, people can go to our website at crimeresearch.org. They can click on the discussion that you're mentioning there that with regard to Media Matters, and they can go and see. Then I have links there that they can go and see the data, and they can check things for themselves. You know, as far as the mass public shootings, We put together a list of all the mass public shootings in the world, and we go and provide links to the news stories so people can check each case themselves and convince themselves that, in fact, those are real cases there. We're not making them up.
No, and you're putting this stuff up from Media Matters for all to see on the site. And I'm glad you do, because when you talk about machine guns, as you did in the previous segment, or you talk about grenades, Media Matters goes as far as saying, yeah, but machine guns can be made from these AR-15s. And you go on to talk a little bit about how that's ludicrous on its face. Then you go on to talk about grenades, and Media Matters says, but they're getting grenade parts from the U.S. And it's right here in their patient. It's crazy. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, they look at a period of 8 years, and they have two cases, in one case where somebody was accused of selling a part that could be used in a grenade, and somebody else was convicted of selling a part that was used in a grenade. But, you know, it's really bizarre. I mean, so the grenades are being made in Mexico or someplace else.
Right.
But they don't go and say, okay, so was this guy selling, like, parts for, like, 5 grenades or 20 grenades or 100 or 1,000 over how many years? You know, what percentage of the grenade parts were from that? You know, and if it's just a part, if it's like a pin or something else, surely there were other sources they could go and get that little piece of metal that was being used in the grenade. They don't talk about any of those things. They say, okay, here's one case from 2011, one guy convicted, and here's another case from 2018 where people accused this individual of selling this part. You know, it's like not very useful at all. And as you say, look, if it was really easy to go and make grenades, don't you think there'd be some terrorist attacks in the United States that use those types of grenades?
Yeah, I think we'd be seeing grenade attacks. Yeah, I think we would, John, and I think we'd be seeing a lot more of those converted fully, well, some of them like to call them fully semi-auto, but fully automatic weapons in the U.S. Now, they go on to talk about it, Media Matters, how you're actually tacitly making the point, because you talk about the restrictions of fully automatic weapons in the U.S., and they talk about how, see, you're right. If guns were controlled, John admits that there's very little crime with those guns, virtually none, only two instances that we know of with fully automatic weapons. What Media Matters is failing to tell people is that those guns were pre-1986. They're doing exactly, the left is trying to do what they did with those guns and price them out. They're extremely expensive, on average $5, $8, $10, $12,000 and higher. So, yeah, if you want to look at it in those terms, that's exactly what they're trying to do.
Right. What I would say is, even before we had the machine gun regulations in the 30s,
right,
there are very few crimes. I mean, obviously, the couple crimes that you had got a lot of attention, but there's a book that I mentioned in there that kind of goes through the data, and it's amazing. Even before there was any regulations, they may have been sensational, but there were very few crimes.
Yeah, and well, what
that
Media Matters
committed even then?
What Media Matters is trying to do is you know what, we're going to run out of. Can you stay with me for the final segment, John? About another 9 minutes?
Sure, Ben.
Great. We'll be right back.
Sure, be happy to.
Don't go away. Right after this, we'll be right back with John Lott.
We've all put ourselves in a potentially unsafe situation. Whether it's commuting at an odd hour, parking the car in that badly lit garage, or taking that nighttime run. So let's be real. We're not going to stop doing any of those things. The Taser Pulse Plus is here to help you approach every day with confidence and give you that backup if you ever need it. With an effective safety distance of up to 15 feet, delivering a 30-second cycle of muscular incapacitation, the Pulse Plus now has even more advanced safety features. It connects to the mobile safety app Noonlight to dispatch emergency services as soon as the Pulse Plus is triggered. No fumbling for the phone, no freezing up in fear. Pull the trigger and help is on the way. Protect yourself and your family with a leading brand in less lethal self-defense technology, Taser Self-Defense. Visit buy.taser.com and use the code AAR for 10% off the purchase of a consumer Taser device. That's buy.taser.com with the code AAR for 10% off.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
The Gun Box is the ultimate quick and accessible handgun safe, ideal for securing your firearm while not carrying on your person. Our cutting-edge technology and innovative safety features provide peace of mind while storing your handgun on a nightstand, desk, countertop, or anywhere you might need fast access. With a simple swipe of a finger, press of a custom key code, or the wave of an RFID card or fob, the Gun Box opens in seconds. Our modern design and sleek lines not only make it a great addition to any space, but is the perfect reason to bring your everyday carry gun out from hiding in the closet or the basement safe. Asking yourself, will my concealed carry weapon fit in the Gun Box? The answer is yes, as the Gun Box fits most full-size handguns with room to spare for extra magazines, a blade, and other items you carry for protection. The Gun Box was designed to be your go-to gun safe and is absolutely the best alternative for fast and reliable handgun storage. Visit us at thegunbox.com and use code AAR at checkout for 10% off any purchase of $259. Order your Gun Box today at thegunbox.com and use code AAR for 10% off.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense from the GunBroker.com studios continues. Let me take this opportunity to remind you that you got a whole new website at Armed American Radio coming up in the very, very near future. Hopefully the latter part of this week, as I was teasing yesterday, but I want it to be perfect for you. So I'm hopeful that it will be this week. Please make sure to support all of our sponsors. I'm drinking Defender Coffee in the studio right now with my Fighting Solves Everything mug from all my friends over there at Paul Markle and Student of the Gun. Love those guys and his son. And, of course, the GunBroker.com, the range bag giveaway yesterday was outstanding. We'll tell you more about that because I've got another one coming up in a couple of weeks. Vault Pro Safe. AmmoLand.com/AAR and the Personal Defense Network, Personal Defense Network's newest link for us, PersonalDefenseNetwork.com/AAR. It doesn't get any simpler and easier than that. Don't forget all of our sponsors, Supply and the rest of them, Lead Slinger's Whiskey. Brad Primo and I were communicating earlier today. I'll be talking with you this week, hopefully with Brad, if not about the topic that we were discussing by text. Lots coming up on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense and, of course, on the MonsterCast next week. Let's go back to Dr. John Lott. John, we were previously discussing the machine gun and Media Matters saying, see, John is tacitly admitting that good regulation does work because look at what's happened with machine guns. What Media Matters isn't telling us is that that regulation has priced the average American out of the ability to own one of those firearms, period, which is what the left is trying to do now by regulating around the Second Amendment. They're talking about taxing ammo, taxing guns for the one sole purpose of making it prohibitively expensive for the average American to own a firearm. Agree?
Yeah, no, I mean, I think a lot of gun regulations, even if they don't price out the average person, they may surely price out poor individuals. I mean, the irony is Democrats will get all upset about even free voter IDs imposing an unnecessary burden on poor people's ability to vote. But they have no problem with, you know, not only having to buy IDs yourself to buy a gun, but, you know, they have background checks on private transfers of guns. And in Washington, D.C., it can be $125 to go and privately transfer a gun, just a background check. You know, in New York City, it's at least that much or more. And so, you know, they understand. I mean, one example I've given many times, some years ago when Colorado was passing its background checks on private transfers of guns, I got a call from some state legislators there asking me what amendment I would put up on the bill. And my suggestion was to put in an amendment that would exempt people below the poverty level from having to pay the new state tax on transferring guns. And with the exception of two pro-gun Democrats in the state house, every other Democrat in the state house voted against exempting people below the poverty level from having to pay that tax. How many taxes can you think of that Democrats will fight tooth and nail against exempting people below the poverty level from having to pay?
Which to me is racist. I can make that case. I don't have enough time with the time we have left here, but I could easily make that case that that's racist. John, I want to go to you now to the part that you, where you talk about most cartels buy in bulk and the weapons are coming from places like Nicaragua, et cetera. You mentioned the countries, also Asia, and some from the Middle East. And that's from a Tijuana-based police authority who requested anonymity that was speaking to Fox News. Now, what Media Matters is ignoring, well, they're not. Let's talk about what they're not. They're saying that most of these guns are coming from the United States that are fueling the violence in Mexico. Now, I'm going to give them some props here. There are a lot of stolen guns from the U.S. in Mexico. But isn't stealing guns in the United States and moving them to Mexican cartels already against the law?
Sure. But the point is that even if the United States didn't have any guns, I think the drug gangs would go and get a hold of as many guns as they wanted to have.
Of course they would.
I mean, they have extremely valuable property. It's not like one drug gang can go to the police and say, look, this other gang stole our drugs. Can you help us get them back? They have to set up their own little militaries in order to protect that extremely valuable property that they have. You know, so if they can bring in drugs from around the world, why wouldn't anybody believe that they can go and bring in the weapons needed to protect those very valuable drugs? And of course, they'll do that. So I don't think it's, you know, and also Mexico has had a number of machine shops set up that make guns for them. You know, you just had a mass public shooting in Germany where the person made his own gun.
Right.
He made a simple machine gun, too. So, you know, it'd be great if these were really complicated machines and nobody could make them. But that's not the case.
Well, it's unfortunate, John, that they are attempt. What the overall attempt here, listener, is to somehow portray America as the source of all firepower around the world. And what you're hearing from Dr. Lott is, of course, if Americans didn't have guns, they'd be getting guns from China, the Middle East, Russia. It doesn't make any difference. And they've got the money to do so. The fact that they get guns from the United States, and some of them they do, and they would probably get a large percentage here, is already illegal. The guns that you have are not responsible for Mexican drug violence, and that's what they're trying to portray. John, I want to say this because somebody's going to say this under this crazy whacked out host. You know, when you were talking about grenades, I would love to go be able to buy a box of grenades and go to the civilian grenade range. Talk about a great time on a Sunday afternoon. That'd be a tremendous amount of fun. I mean, I'd love to be able to blow stuff up like that. Anyway.
I don't think that's going to happen anytime too soon.
No, it's definitely not, but it sure would be fun. It sure would be fun. John, we've only got a couple minutes left. With that couple minutes, you recently testified in Utah. What was that about, red flags?
Yeah, I talked about red flag laws and universal background checks. I think the thing that concerns me is I hear you have Utah, which is a very friendly state for people being able to go and defend themselves. And yet there seems to be a significant push, even among some of the Republicans there, to pass laws that I think would probably create more problems than they're going to create benefits. The thing that always kind of amazes me when I talk to people is they don't know the existing laws. So it's kind of like, well, we got to do something. Crazy people may be getting a hold of guns, and we got to be able to keep them from getting guns. The thing is, all the states have what are called civil commitment rules, where you can involuntarily commit somebody who may be mentally ill. But judges have a whole range of actions. They can have the person voluntarily go see mental health care. And then the judge can review the case after 2 weeks or a month or whatever period of time the judge thinks would be useful. They can even take away the person's weapons if they think that that would be the best way of handling it. The problem with the red flag laws is they don't deal with mental illness per se. In fact, only one of the 17 states that have these laws even mentions the term mental illness one time. Civil commitment laws require that a person has to be evaluated by mental health care experts. In Utah, two experts have to evaluate the person to determine whether or not he's mentally ill and dangerous to himself or others. In none of the red flag laws, despite the discussions about mental illness, do they actually have any requirements that mental health care experts have to evaluate the person.
Well, see, this, John, is a recipe for disaster. I have to stop here because we're getting ready to end the program. But I'm going to bring you back on the Sunday program. Again, listener, I want to apologize to you for not being able to bring John to the Big Monster Cast with more time yesterday. We're going to fix that next week and make sure that John comes on. John, we'll try to keep you for an hour next week, and I hope your schedule works for us. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense from the GunBroker.com studios is going to get up and do it again tomorrow because we can. And you know the routine here on the program. Carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Enjoy the rest of your day. And you know I'm going to see you on the radio tomorrow. Check out armedamericanradio.com. Sign up for the updates. That site's getting ready to pop. Enjoy the rest of your day. We'll see you tomorrow.